Good afternoon, everyone. I'm really, really pleased to be here and honored that the governor would select me to be the representative from the Senate who would speak about this issue. I still recall the day in January when the governor kicked off the It's On Us campaign in Pennsylvania, the very first state, as he said, at Elizabethtown College. It was a great day, and the dialogue afterwards was even more important, I think. It's On Us is about making a commitment, a public commitment and a personal one, to defeating the acceptance, denial, or trivialization of sexual assault. The It's On Us campaign is part of a national conversation. High-profile cases like the ones at institutions like Baylor and Stanford University have brought the issue to the forefront. But it's not new. It's familiar to many of us and many of the people who are standing behind me. We've been dealing with this for a long time. This is a new way of approaching it. As many of us know, the question is not, what was the victim doing? What was the victim wearing? Why was the victim even there? The question has to be, what can we do to stop it? What can I do to prevent it? That's the point of the It's On Us pledge, to intervene instead of being a bystander, to recognize that anytime there is no consent, this is sexual assault and it's a crime, to create an environment where sexual assault is totally unacceptable and victims are supported, never blamed or shamed. We're still not doing enough today as a society. Although we are approaching 30 years since the Federal Clery Act to address sexual assault on college campuses first became law, there's still a disparity in the number of sexual assaults reported on campus versus the number that are actually occurring. In fact, only about 1 in 5 sexual assaults are reported to law enforcement. There have been continuing concerns with the enforcement of the Clery Act by federal officials. And, of course, that's why I have introduced Senate Bill 202 to give Pennsylvania officials the ability to enforce the Clery requirements through Pennsylvania law. I've also introduced legislation, Senate Resolution 237, to require a Pennsylvania study on campus sexual assault and how we can respond to it. We, the public, as well as the government, have to hold colleges, university, technical schools accountable and make sure that they partner with victims' programs, local law enforcement, and women's health centers effectively and openly. And I'm pleased to say that I know that is occurring, but we can always do better. Survivors of sexual assault are not just simply numbers or statistics. They're our family, our friends, neighbors, and we have a responsibility to them, to each other, and to ourselves. It's on us. That means all of us to change the culture around sexual assault. I applaud Governor Wolf for initiating this first statewide campaign and the multitude of schools in this Commonwealth that have taken the It's On Us pledge. We can change attitudes towards sexual violence and sexual assault. It's time to get beyond talk and get to action. Taking this pledge is the first step. Thank you, everyone.